Mystery religion, its political aspect, is still in the world today. And it, for instance, in this one graph, it talks about the people that have been the leaders of this country that have been members of organizations that were specifically set up by the one world bankers, the people that have been striving to bring in a one world government. And this history is easy to document, but in here alone, just as an example, is a chart that shows the executive branch of government, the Defense Department, here's the judicial branch, and the legislature. Here's listed the different presidents and vice presidents of the United States, different people in the State Department, Defense Department, and Congress, and the Supreme Court that have been members of these secret organizations whose known intent is to bring in a one world government, and we know that one world government today as the United Nations. Now, the history that we're talking about is very well represented in this magazine. We would encourage you to look at this. There is many other pieces of literature that identify this history as well. But as we approach the end of the world, to not recognize that there's a one world government coming is not in agreement with the Bible and spirit of prophecy. And let me just quickly show you why I have this conviction. The spirit of prophecy tells us that the image of the beast symbolizes the combination of church and state. Sister White says that the image of the beast will be formed by the United States when the secular power is used to enforce religious dogma. And some people don't recognize that in Revelation 13 there's two images of the beast. And if you look at with me at Revelation 13:11, it says this, and this is speaking about the United States. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And this beast we've always understood to be the United States. And Sister White tells us the speaking of a nation is the action of its legislative and judicial branches. So here we see the United States speaking as a dragon in the sense that it passes a Sunday law. And the Sunday law is the mark of the beast. It is not the image of the beast. It's the mark of the beast authority. That's what the Sunday law is. And it takes place when the United States speaks as a dragon, when its legislative and judicial branch pass the Sunday law. But another thing that takes place at that same time is that when the United States passes a Sunday law, it has formed the image of the beast completely. The image of the beast has reached its total maturity, because the definition